Blog Talk.
It goes down each and every Wednesday at 3:30 and 6 o'clock, man. It's the exclusive, the hottest interviews going down on Lush Radio, man. Hosted by your girl, myself, you heard Lushy Lush. Each and every Thursday, we got the Lush Lounge where you can express yourself through spoken word. Where spoken word is the window to your soul on the Lush Lounge. It goes down at 8 o'clock. We got the open mic call in, share your words, and do your...
You know I had to do it, man. I flash lights too. But I got a different light I'm flashing. When I'm smoking, when I'm at the gun range, stuck in my angle, y'all. Cut. Shit.
Flashing. Light, light, light.
Uh-huh.
Flashing. Light.
This ain't my song, man, so I'm gonna try to put my own personality in it. Cause I'm caught in. Check it. When I'm missing, I laugh at you niggas. Viciously ambiguous lyrics, cutting lyrics, filling in your favorite lyrics. I don't make songs, I brainstorm. Turn the lights off and the music on. I shout the beat, make the climb like a slide, like sour knee. That's fresh out the oven heat.
Girl, Lushy Lush live in the building. You know, this is a special one because I had to do a special one for my man Mike West. You know what I mean? It's usually each and every Wednesday,
But you know I got to do it for my man Mike West. You know, Florida's own exclusive interview, Down Rugged and Raw on Lust Radio. We can't stop the music. We won't stop the music. It's my man Mike West live in the building. What's good, my bro?
Yeah, man, you know, just straight Marvin. What it do? Lust Radio, baby. We in the building.
What's good with you? How your day today, man? How was your day?
You know, my day was crazy. It's always crazy days. You know, banging on a few people. I had to bang. I had to take care of some things. I've been holding down the fort. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, lost. My mom passed away, so I've been taking care of everything.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like that.
God.
But, you know, it's all good. You know what I mean? It's been rough. But you know what I'm saying? It's manageable.
God bless you, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a hard thing right there, man. I'm sorry about that, for real, man. For real.
Yeah, you know, you gotta X out all the negativity out of the circle, you know what I'm saying, when something like that go down, man, and, you know, my eyes don't seem a lot, you know, but I'm still here, still breathing, still pushing the issue, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, it don't stop. I gotta do it. It's all good. There's no other way.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling and, you know what I'm saying, doing this interview, you know, especially after... You know what I'm saying? That loss and everything, man. For real, man. Because mothers, you only get one mother in this world. When she's gone, it's kind of hard, man. For real, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, even if one of your parents would, like, to lose your mom, Deuce, that's, like, serious. For real. I'm sorry about that.
Well, it's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? My man Mike West, you know what I'm saying? Representing the Florida area, you know what I'm saying? So... You know what I mean, Mike? So tell them what's good with you, Mike. Tell them where you from. What's up with the music? What you do? I mean, get on something, man.
A lot of Dell representer. Thug Life representer. You know what I mean? Divide and Conquer out now. Just put out a project, Divide and Conquer. Deal with DJ King Assassin and DJ Hollywood. Major mixtape. You know what I mean? Can't keep no copies. You know, the streets has been very supportive. The city has been very supportive. South Florida has been very supportive. And all of the fans out there that have been buying it, copping it online has been very supportive. So much love to them.
It's in the building.
You already know. Lust Radio, baby.
For real, man.
Lust Radio, baby. What it do, baby? We finna get it popping.
Most of y'all know Mike West. He be coming out, dropping that knowledge and stuff. He dropped some knowledge on the rotation session that I had, you know what I mean? He dropped some knowledge. You know, not only is he a rapper, he's a very, very intelligent individual and stuff doing his thing, man.
Thank you, my sister.
This is my big bro right here, you know what I'm saying? Big bro.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people may know me for being in XXL magazines, and, you know, I don't conquer all the press, Bill from Billboard to Source to XXL, all everything. You know, I cross borders. I do it worldwide. You know what I mean? And I represent. What can I say? The truth is the truth. You know what I'm saying? Industry, I'm definitely something that the industry fears. You know what I'm saying? And all I do is speak the truth, and I give it to them rugged and raw. That's it.
Hey, that's how you gotta do it, man. For real.
That's live right here in the building with Lush.
They can't handle the truth, man. The truth will set you free, man. For real.
You already know, baby. You already know, man. So it's nothing. You know what I mean? I'm just down here holding down a fort. You know what I'm saying? And making it happen. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. Still breathing.
Hey, if y'all don't know about, you know what I'm saying, Mike West Music, the rapper, the infamous one, Fort Lauderdale, stand up, the whole Florida nation stand up, international, worldwide stand up, live on Lush Radio, exclusive Mike West. Y'all about to check out one of his songs, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So we're going to hold fast and come back to Mike. You about to check out Mike's song, Hold It, Stop It, What's... Mike West is in the freaking building, so hold it now.
Hold it, stop it. 36, 24, 36. She touching her toes and she letting them trip. 34, 26, 39. Straight up diamond. When she moves, she fine. 36, 26, 42. They call her dream girl. She make them come true. 34, 26, 37. One more round and I'ma die and go to heaven. Off the chart, man, it's off the chain. Another DC track and Mike West thing. Banging through your sister with Marv all night. All things fall, cause the heat don't stop. Keep the Hennessy flowing and bitches keep going. I see you in the cut, making it known. It's just another club party when we hit the scene. Making it rain, so all you see is rain. She's just a fly little chick with a small little waist. Pretty brown skin freak, but she keep out of pace. She know what to do, when to do, and how to do. Don't just burn it, kinda glamorous too. She the freak of the week, ain't know how to tweak. All of the down the pole, and she keep on her feet. Get your money, baby, cause I can see it in your eyes. Your body's about to sweat, but you're making me rise. 36, 24, 36, she touching her toes and she letting them trip. 34, 26, 39, straight up diamond, when she moves, she fine. 36, 26, 42, they call the dream girl, she make them come true. 34, 26, 37, one more round and I'ma die and go to heaven. I'm fantasy when she come dance with me. She bending over, showing shots so thick it'll be. She gon' take this, she gon' work this. She gon' ride or not and just make this. She got a belly chain and the neck, man. All around the neck is like a choke chain. So let me pull that. She got a fat cat with a pistol on top and just one tap. She's 60, man. Get it from my mama, man. Going all out for the scene with no drummer, man. She all about a cat. That's how you see that ass. And when she touching her toes, she just dip that. She's a smooth girl. She's a show girl. She all in Q Magazine cause just show the world. She's priceless. She'll entice this. She got a flawless body that's like this. 36, 24, 36. She touching her toes and she letting them trip. 34, 26, 39. Straight up diamond. When she moves, she fine. 36, 26, 42. They call the dream girl. She make them come true. 34, 26, 37. One more round and I'ma die and go to heaven. She got a look that'll blow a nigga mind away. It ain't nothing but a G-thing is what we say. She's a one-hitter quarter, but potential of a winner. Top of the class, don't pass all beginners. Got the right measurements that a gangster need. Pulling me to the back as we proceed. All over the west as I hit the weed. Telling me in my ears, wanna have my seeds. You gotta slow down, baby, and continue to get your money. Make your mark, get envy by all honeys. Be that showstopper, I know they head proper. Make a nigga think twice, damn, I gotta stop her. Understand you fine and all. Model once a year, standing 6 feet tall. But if we gonna do this, we gon' match the right ways. A thug like that, you'll be okay. 36, 24, 36. She touching her toes and she letting them trip. 34, 26, 39. Straight up diamond, when she moves, she fine. 36, 26, 42. They call the dream girl, she make them come true. 34, 26, 37. One more round and I'ma die and go to heaven. Yeah. Mike West. CS Brothers. Another hit.
Can't stop, we won't stop the music, man. Mike West,
rapper,
in the building.
That G shit, baby. That's that G shit, man. That's a banger right there. That's that shit.
That joint almost had me doing the quit walk, dog.
Uh oh. You see walking, huh? You see walking.
I was over there, G walking hard over there, dog. Hell,
that's,
you know,
that's love right there. That's love.
So I'm saying, Mike. So where can you got a MySpace page, man?
Yeah. For everybody who don't know, for all the listeners that don't know, they can go to MySpace/rapper Mike West. They can go there and get all the info, cop all the music, past. Products I've been CDs I'm putting out, just basically just go and get that story, man. It's a storyline. Know about it.
You got the music on any other websites too?
I had a website, you know what I mean? We're working on iTunes right now and Amazon, but it's a lot of projects that I've been on that's already out on like Amazon and some other stuff, some other websites I can't think of right now. But you know, they just released the project Tupac, The Way He Wanted It, Volume 4, that I'm featured on a song called God Bless the Dead, so it's all good, you know what I mean? So You know, they put that out. DJ King Sasson put that out. But it's an actual album, you know what I'm saying? The way how Pac really wanted it. So, you know, Volume 4, that's out. Divide and Conquer is out. You know what I mean? So, you know, it just don't stop, man. This is a work ethic, man. You know what I mean? This is, you know, steady working, man. You got to keep working in this business, man.
I feel you, big homie. You know what I did? You know what I did yesterday, dog?
What it do? What you done did, man?
I straight up incorporated my business yesterday, homie.
That's what it is.
Yo, I went and got that LLC tagged along to my joint, dog. Man, I'm trying to bring that Black Wall Street back, man. You feel me?
You trying to
Black Wall Street back, homie.
That Black Wall Street. I ain't mad at you.
Back, man, for real. You know?
I ain't mad at you.
But what was I gonna say? I was gonna say something to you. So who was an inspiration to you in regards to your rapping, the whole getting started, that igniting that fire for you to start rapping, man?
You know what? In all honesty, man, it just kind of fell in place. Cause my pop, man, you know, rest in peace to my dad. You know what I mean? He was a famous musician back in the late '60s and '70s. You know what I'm saying? You know, so he was real big back then. You know what I mean? So it kind of I kind of just picked up the trait. It's just in my bloodline to do this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just always had a passion for music. You know what I mean? In my heart. You know what I mean? I just stayed persistent with it. And coming up under Luke at the time when I was over at Luke Records, you know what I'm saying? Luke was just the one who taught me that independent game, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I just rolled on from there with it, you know what I'm saying? And today I'm still standing with it. So, you know, everything that comes out now is just a reflection of what I've learned in the past and what I've been through and what I picked up from my pops, definitely, and it shows today.
So is it hard out there in the Florida area, you know what I'm saying, as an independent man?
Independent, yeah. I mean, you know, it's you know, in this shit is a lot of favoritism. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of ass kisses, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Phony motherfuckers. You know what I mean? And you know, this is a big it's the most compatible business in the fucking world, man. You know, everybody want to rap, but everybody can't rap. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, there ain't too many rappers that win Grammys these days. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So it's a million rappers, but there's only one Grammy. Who the fuck gonna win that Grammy?
Yeah, man.
You know, but it's hard, especially on the independent shit. Everybody want to rap, but everybody don't have the knowledge to do it. Everybody don't have the talent to do it. You know what I mean? You gotta if you in it, you gotta be in it to win it.
Hey,
you
can't jump at the same time, man, you know, back in my day, you was an MC. You know, you had to be able to write poetry. You had to be actually ready to write or be able to freestyle. Like, cats nowadays is just training themselves to be rappers. Anybody can throw a person in front and write stuff for them. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
They own lyrics.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, you know what I'm saying? I've been in a lot of situations where, you know, I write my own shit. I do my own shit. You know, I get tracks from so many producers, you know what I'm saying? I go through the tracks, I pick the tracks myself, and I ride out myself, you know what I mean? I don't been in situations where, you know, labels want to write shit for me. Nah, I don't go that route, homie. You know what I'm saying? I stay true to the game. I write my own shit. A true artist does his own shit. I structure my own shit. So everything that everybody hears from the past tense to now is my own shit.
So, Mike, what's the first album you first put out?
The first album that dropped was called They Never Knew. I released that in 2000. You know what I mean? That They Never Knew had Mo Prince Shakur on it, Luke on it, Big Tigger, he was on it. You know what I mean? You know, Daz Dillinger, my homie Daz from the Dog Pound was on it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm connected in this game, man. You know what I mean? A lot of my folks got so much love for me. You know, they always contribute, always help, you know what I'm saying? You know, to help me, you know, put out whatever I need to put out. So the backing is definitely there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all good. We released that in 2000. The Mike West, They Never Knew. Hang Time Entertainment, baby.
Hey, hey, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do. So I'm saying, you partying a lot out there in the Florida area. You partying up.
You know, everything, and not recently, because, you know what I'm saying, you know, my mom passed away, so not recently.
Not before your mom passed,
I was everywhere. I was everywhere. I was in Atlanta. I was in L.A. I mean, shout out to the Outlaws in Atlanta. Shout out to my Thug Life family out in L.A. You know, I was everywhere. I was doing it up big time. You know what I mean? You know, so everything, that life is normal to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people can't live the life that everybody, that they see. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it's normal because it's just what we do. We mob. That's it. We mash on motherfuckers. M.O.B.
Hey, yo, I heard you was kind of close to the Pac family.
Yeah, that's yeah. They very supportive for me, man. They got my back. Kenny Black, Bill Bang, you know what I'm saying? You know, No, K, Edie, Moprene, Psych, Macadocious, all that's my peoples, man. That's my peoples, man.
Was you ever blessed with actually getting a meat pot before?
Yeah, I bumped into him a few times, you know what I'm saying, when I used to be on the road with Luke a lot. You know what I mean? And, you know, it was a true blessing. I met a lot of people. You know, I met Big Pun. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Bumped into ODB. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, at that time at Luke Records was just a blessing, man. It was a blessing because I was riding with Luke for a long time, man. And this man didn't have to put me up under his wing and take me around the world, take me to city to city, you know what I'm saying? Teach me the game like how he did. So, you know, it's a blessing. Not too many things like that happen nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, a motherfucker, you got to do the shit on your own.
Hey, it's dog eat dog out here in this world, man.
Dog eats dog.
For real, man.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a true blessing, man. Shout out to Luke over there at Luke Records, man. You know what I'm saying?
What's Daddy Luke doing now?
Luke always do his thing, man. You know, the homie got a show on VH1. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. I think it's called Luke's Parental Advisory, something like that. So, you know, Luke doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's one dude I can say that still to this day that got my back. If I need something, it's just a phone call away. That's what you call motherfucking love right there, bro.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm trying, hey, if you ain't copped that Mike West album, then you was a lame man. Like
Body
I said,
conquer.
Jump on the bandwagon, support the independent artists, support the independent movement, support the independent entrepreneur, man. Bring back the Black Wall Street, man. Bring it back.
Yeah,
for real,
yeah,
man.
We need that realism back in the game. There's too many phonies out here. Too many phonies,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We ain't no time for that phony shit. No, we need that real shit back.
Yeah, for real, man. Talking about, you know what I'm saying, back in the day was like self-destruction. You're headed for self-destruction. You know what I'm saying? Like back
in the day,
man.
Yeah,
let's get real with ourselves, man.
Yeah, it's crazy in the battlefield. It's hell for a hustle out here, man. It's hell for a hustle. So you got to get it. You got to get it to live it. Just be real with it. Don't be phony.
What was the biggest challenge you had to deal with, Mike, in the industry?
The biggest challenge?
Yeah.
Proving myself through my music. Being, you know what I'm saying? Letting them, for the music that I do, for people to hear it and to love it, to accept it. Because, you know, anybody, when they hear some real shit, they're going to accept it. But, you know, the people know what's real from the fake. You know what I'm saying? So the biggest thing I ever had to face is just the fact of staying true to the game and not turning these different other avenues where motherfuckers be phony, like DJ Khaled.
I knew he was going to come out with that one.
Hey man, hey yo, I'm from the bottom of the map, baby. I know a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of things, so you know I don't.
Khaled, y'all.
Hey man, you know, phony.
He like
that's
baloney.
All I'm gonna say about him, phony.
Dang.
Phony.
We the best.
Phony.
Hey, you know what I'm what I'm saying? That's, hey, some people, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's how they had to get it, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. A lot of people, like I said before, a lot of people is ass kissers, man. You know what I mean? They don't stay true to the game. All they, you know, you know what I'm saying? And this is no hating shit going on, because I don't do no hating shit. And I'm not internet thugging at all. I'm a real motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that know me knows to come see me, if anything. So, you know, I speak the truth, Lush. What you want me to do, baby? This Lush Radio, I got to give it to you like that. It got to be like that. There's no other motherfucking way, baby. This is the bottom. Bottom music. Mike West in the motherfucking building. Fuck him. Thug life.
Mike West is off the hook, man, all day, every day. This is how we do, man. Phones ringing, everything going off, man, nonstop. All
they
want to
ask questions, baby. They want to ask questions, man. You know, you got to get it for what they want.
Hey. Somebody might be calling me for some personal business or something. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? Y'all can call in and holler at your man, Mike West. You know what I'm saying? The big bruh, you know what I'm saying? Thug Life doing it big. 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? Mike West is in the building. But we gonna hold for a second. We about to go to my man Mike West. Another hot joint. So get ready. Turn your amp up. Get ready. And hit it poppin'.
Mike West, Big Dan, West Coast.
Indies to mainstream, we do it all, man. Entrepreneurs, support the independent movement of entrepreneurs and independent artists, producers, doing their thing. Bring back the Black Wall Street, man. Bring it back, baby. Yo, Friday is going down. I got the clowning session, but this one is exclusive. It's called The Truth. Now, if you ain't ready for the truth about the government and our policies and what went down really on 9/11, then y'all need to call into the show and y'all need to listen to the show. But if you prepared and you ready to speak the truth and be let the truth be revealed to you, then you come in and you come through on Friday because it's going down. Reality is going to blow your mind. So you better get your whatever you need, narcotics that you need to calm you down after you absorb this knowledge. Yeah, John, because it's going to be real on Fridays.
A lot of politicking.
Hey, a lot of politics. You know, we throw some politics in there because, you know, it ain't always about the music. We got to know about what's going on in our world and our everyday. You feel me? Oh, shout out to the kiddies going back to school. You know what I'm saying? Little kids going back to school. High school is going back to school. Stay out of trouble. Go to school, learn. Don't feel, you know, insecure if you got different, you know, learning disabilities or, you know what I'm saying, or you just have a different style of learning. Still stick in it and do what you got to do. Don't let your mother get called and stuff so she can beat you up and get that switch up on you like they did back in the day and grab the big old switch and whoop your butt. But like I said, much love to y'all. But Mike, man, so
what it do, baby?
What's the most hatinous thing that somebody did to you in this music thing?
The most hatinous thing?
Hey.
Having better music than what the label already has.
Say it again.
Having better music than to a label, like dealing with a label.
Uh-huh.
Having better music than what than what their artist already has. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Nah, man, you gotta elaborate because I kind of got lost, man.
Here we go. You know, the biggest thing I deal with is that, you know, I deal with labels. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna say no names. I just deal with labels. And a lot of people want to deal with me. But, you know what I'm saying? It's like when they hear the music, they love it. They love it. They love music. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the artists they already have are just not doing the things that I'm already doing, and the music that they already are making, I'm already making it. So somebody on the inside is like, at these labels now, we talking about the labels, somebody on the inside like, well, damn, if I just spent $100,000 on the artist I already have, and Mike is already doing what my artist needs to be doing, what the fuck is the problem is? You know what I'm saying? So that's a big thing I deal with. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like they sign me, and it's like I shit on their artists, but I ain't even trying to do all that. You know what I'm saying? The music speaks for itself, baby. You know what I'm saying? So you know it's a very tricky game. It's a very tricky business, but that's a big factor that I face. But I just do what I do. It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I love the independent game. There's more money on the independent game. But yeah. Shout out to the labels. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Y'all know what time it is.
I mean, we still got love for the labels, but y'all need to really stop raping people with no lubrication, though.
Yeah. All them artists, before y'all, if y'all dealing with any labels, y'all need to get up on game about y'all publishing points and everything else, man. Because if you ain't up on that shit, like I always say, you're wasting your motherfucking time.
For real, man. We were talking about that, I think that was last Friday, we were talking about having, you know what I'm saying, you know, have your sound scanned, you know what I'm saying, make sure the radio stations can send that report to make BDS, make sure that all that, you know, is together, you know, make sure you copyright your music, make sure you down on the laws when it comes to entertainment, what your rights are, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you write your own stuff, dog.
Yeah. That's very important. Because a lot of artists that's on labels, And they don't even write their own shit. They telling false fairy tales.
Lil Wayne, I ain't say that though.
Uh-oh, only on Lush Radio.
I ain't say that though, Lil Wayne.
You know what, man? I've been hearing a lot about a lot of famous people, man. Just selling false albums, man. Like, I've been hearing some things now. You know what I'm saying? I've been hearing a lot of shit.
Hey, man, it's people out here that, you know, they getting sued and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because they done stole an idea from some other company, or they done stole some lines from somebody. Are we going back to the Vanilla Ice days? Are we going back to the? Please don't go back to that one where he got sued for stealing somebody's job. Y'all get y'all mind right out here. Y'all sitting here talking about y'all writing songs to a whole album. Y'all just a face on the song, man. Stop lying. Get real with yourself. And please, stop with the funny voice, man. That Team Pain voice does not work with everybody, especially if I can't understand what you already saying, Lil Wayne. But I ain't say that. But anyway,
Hey, yeah, man, you know what? That's a problem, because I've been noticing that, man. A lot of people starting to do the little voice thing, the Roger Troutman joint. That's where it originated from.
Man.
You know what I mean? But you
and
know,
tell them who Roger Trout is, man.
Roger Troutman. If they don't know who Roger Troutman is, Roger Troutman is the one who did Computer Love. And then Roger Troutman is also the one who originated the voice thing that T-Pain is doing right now. So, you know,
and let's get real with T-Pain. Come on, man. Come on, everybody in America. Come on, let's get real. T-Pain can't sing. He's a harmonizer. He's an entertainer. He's not a singer. He's a harmonizer. And without the funny voice, he cannot do anything. Without the funny voice, he is naked. Get real.
You know,
and now
you know
that
what?
Everyone... Go ahead.
You know what, Lush? You know, I've been hearing a lot of people doing the Roger Troutman thing, and it's like, you know, it's more. I see followers more or less than leaders, man. You know what I'm saying? If one person do it, then let them ride out with it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever's your gimmick, that's your gimmick. You know what I'm saying? But it needs to be more leaders in this shit, more or less than followers, man. And that's the motherfucking problem that we have. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
It's cool. It's cool to collaborate. You know what I'm saying? And come together and make records, man. But come on, man. You know what I mean? Be a leader. Start your own motherfucking trend, man.
Yeah, man. And you know what? Jay-Z even said it. Jay-Z said, he was on the Put On remix. He said, yeah, I don't need no T-Pain. Where that T-Pain? I don't need no T-Pain.
I
don't need no T-Pain. Come on, man. But can y'all please explain to me why Lil Wayne is almost on everybody joint doing a feature when you can't understand what he's saying? Why, Lil Wayne? But I ain't say that, though. But, I mean, why? Man, why do y'all like him? God. He's so mad.
I'm going to speak my piece about the Lil Wayne thing. You know what I mean? I'm just going to say this right here, right? Album sales incredible, you know. I don't know how, but album sales incredible. The only thing I can think of is the fact that from when Lil Wayne came out with the Hot Boys to now, you know, to capture that audience, and they saw him grow, you know, through everything he's been doing to now, that's the only thing I can think of, man. I can't think of nothing else.
You know what I think it is? I think it's them gay pants, them gay tight-ass pants, and the man purse, It's not a thing you put money in. It's a cosmetic Mac purse. That's what it is. The penis of it. Of Lil Wayne is making them want him.
You off the motherfucking chain, yo. Oh man.
Say that though. I did not. I plead the fifth. I did not say that. That was our guest, Moo Moo.
Moo Moo.
Moo Moo, you gotta stop saying that, Moo Moo.
Oh man, what is really going on?
For real, man. But man, y'all gotta stop coming out with this gay stuff, man. For real. I'm telling you, man. I really got like y'all need to stop coming out with gay stuff that don't make sense and bubblegum songs, man. For real. Y'all don't be talking about, Mike West, you know, that's my big bruh. You know, he talking about that real stuff, but some people, I don't be knowing what they be talking about. Lil Wayne,
yeah.
Lil Wayne. But I ain't say that, though, Lil Wayne. Oh, stop.
Wow, run live right here on Lush Radio.
But I'm just saying, though, man, why they got to do this, Mike? Why? I mean, they didn't stop coming out with gay stuff. Like, what is a man purse? Like, he came out talking about some duffel bag boy. I'm thinking about a regular duffel bag or a book bag, you feel me, with money in it.
Right.
Your man comes out with a Gucci man purse? That's a man purse. It has cosmetics in it. What does that? Do that at?
I don't understand that one. I don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? We keep the G shit over here. We, you know, I don't know nothing about man.
I'm not even going to say that he even represents New Orleans with that, because my other big brother is from out there, and they don't rock stuff like that, man. What is that? Is that the commercialness getting in him, or is there another side? That is the question. But at the same time, I ain't say that. But Lil Wayne, Momo, stop, Moo Moo. But anyway. The tight pants, man. I'm not feeling the tight pants and the tight shirts that look like you stole it from your child or something. I don't know. What's up with that, dog?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about no shit like that, dog. I don't you know, I don't know about no world like that. I just know about this shit we do down here. Shit, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know what I mean? Shit, man, fuck that.
Hey, man, I don't know, man. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe people like that. Maybe that's people's style, you know? I ain't knocking nobody. That's your style, Lil Wayne. But, I mean, that's, you know, if that's people's style, that's people's style. You know, you're making money. I'm not making money like that. I got money. But, you know, you got more money than me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hating. I don't need to hate. But it's just the things I just dislike. And I'm going to voice my opinion because this is my radio show and I can do whatever I want because this is Lush Radio and it goes down rough, rigged, and raw. And if you can't handle it, then don't call in and don't listen because I don't care because I run my own world, dog.
Freedom of speech, baby. Freedom of speech.
Free speech, man. You feel me?
You are a motherfucking wild boy. You are the wild child.
You know what I'm saying? I'm live with my big bro, you know what I'm saying? Mike West, the rapper, live in the building. Y'all heard two hot songs from Mike West in the building. We don't stop. We can't stop. Support the independent movement, independent entrepreneurs, and independent artists. So right now, Mike, how do you feel like hip-hop has changed for you in a sense, man? Do you still feel that same feel like you did before, or has it changed? I mean, how has hip-hop changed for you, man?
The industry is always changing. It's always evolving into some type of other thing. It is what it is. But as far as me, I mean, I always got that fire. You know, I deal with it. You know what I mean? I stay persistent. I'm determined like a motherfucker, and it is what it is. My fan base is loyal to the game. You know, I love all my fans. You know what I'm saying? They are strong supporters. You know what I mean? But the industry is always changing. It's always going into a different direction. You know what I mean? So, you know, the fire has always been there for me. That fire ain't going to never burn out until I'm 6 feet deep. And even if I'm 6 feet deep, the project's still going to be pushing.
He said he's going to be rapping for the grave. Do you hear me? From the grave, dog. Who can do that? Only Tupac can. But he's going to be rapping. from the grave, dog. Putting out albums from the grave. You feel me? When he get put down the casket, they gonna have CDs coming out from the grave, dog. This is how we do, man. Thug life all day, every day. Like two gorillas in a jungle making love.
You know it's all good. Live right here, Mike West, Lush Radio, exclusive shit. Give it to you rough, rugged, and rough, baby. Speak your mind. I ain't mad at you.
So, big bro, you going to give me a freestyle, big bro?
Give you a freestyle, ain't no problemo.
Yeah. My big bro, exclusive Mike West freestyle, man. Get ready. Y'all ready for this? Go ahead, man.
You know, breaking backs, breaking necks with a check, yeah. I make moves, I'm a boss, yeah, I run that. Yeah, they tell me situations don't change. I see niggas crying they self and they claiming that they changed the game. But oh no, I'm seeing how this game goes. Cause some of you niggas is nothing but straight hoes. I speak the real, never talk on false. I heard your label drop you, nigga, now you nothing but fight off. Ain't nothing the same, I'm pipping the game. The album is done, nigga, so remember my name. Man, they don't want none of this shit here, man. Lush Radio, baby. What it is, baby? What it is, baby? You get me amped up over here, baby. You get me amped up over here, baby.
Exclusive, man. Y'all know y'all want more. Y'all know y'all can't stop it. Y'all know y'all fiending for some Mike West. Y'all know it's fiending just like Jodeci, man. Y'all need to go cop. Boom. Y'all need to go on MySpace. Y'all need to go and cop the album. It's in stores. It's in the streets. Florida stand up, DMV stand up, worldwide international stand up, man. It goes down on Lush Radio. Support the independent movement. We don't stop. We can't stop. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio, Mike West. We do it all day, rugged and raw. So, Mike, where can they see you at on your MySpace page, man?
MySpace.com/rapper Mike West, W-E-S-T.
So Mike, what's your goals for the future, man? What's your goals for the future, man?
You know, a lot of people kind of asking me that. You know, I got a major recording studio I'm about to launch, you know what I mean? So all, like, the local artists in my city who can't get studio time, they can come in and get studio time, you know what I'm saying, and work on their material, you know what I'm saying, and work on some real shit. So, you know, I have a major recording studio I'm about to launch, you know what I'm saying. I got Big Fro Music, another division on my label, Hangtime Entertainment, that I just branched out, you know what I'm saying. It's a lot of things in the works, man. It's a lot of things in the works. So the goals is, it's too many goals for me. This is a endless thing to do.
That's what I'm talking about. Trying to give back, you know what I'm saying? See, this is what I'm talking about, man. If you're in there and you ended the winning and you got something to give back, man. Don't forget where you came from, man. Remember when you ain't had studio time? Remember when cats were shunning you? Remember when they were closed doors? Remember and give back, man. And like my boo told me, like my boo-boo told me, he said, this is the word that you need to think about today. I'm going to leave y'all with this, man. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing, man. Take that with that. Hold that. Take that. Take that. Take that. Bad boy. Bad boy. But you know what? Like, you know what I'm saying? I got mad love for my big bruh. Mike West in the building. You know what I'm saying? We can't stop. We won't stop. You know what I'm saying? You can download this, man, this interview with your man, Mike West. You know what I mean? I'm going to straight email, blast it out, slap it on my page. You know how I do all day, every day. This is my big bruh. If y'all go cop his album, then you know what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to, you know, jump out the car and snatch you up and all that. You hear what I'm saying? Because it goes damn, real hood style out here, man. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? But you need to call my big bruh album, you know what I'm saying? It's going down on Lush Radio. I got mad love for you, big bruh. I wish the best for you. And I'm sorry about everything that happened and transpired. And yeah, God bless you on everything that you do. And much success in everything. And this ain't the only time you got call in, big bruh. Don't act like a stranger. You can call in whenever you want to, dog.
It's all good, man. Baby girl, you know it's all good. Real recognized real, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying, to the utmost fullest, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to keep it moving, man. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio, right here, Mike West, live, exclusive, right here, baby.
Hey, I put on. Well, I'm gonna say goodbye to my big bruh, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'ma holler at you later, big bruh. And you know, we gonna leave out, you know what I'm saying, with my big bruh music. So y'all can bob y'all heads to it, cause this is how we do every day. My big bruh is in the building. Mike, whoa.
Chill, divided conscious.
I'm on the block, 24/7. Hustle in the rock, hand on my weapon. Watch with the cops, 24/7. Can't let them get my trap, hand on my weapon. I'm on the block, 24/7. Hustle in the rock, hand on my weapon. Watch with the cops, 24/7. Can't let them get the trap. How it be, only hustlers relate to the street sound. You gotta get it, to live it, so I stand my ground. I'm on 9th Street, I'm on 31st. You want the new heat, the one stop, they got it first. A lot of Dell rep, an industry vet. Bet my name ring across the state, but I steady sweat. This work is never done, I'm always on the run. The cops always try to stop me, cause I wear a gun. My name's Gary Wade, wait, the album they await. I've been doing this since 96, I said it straight.
That was my big bruh, Love, peace, and happiness. Lust Radio all day, every day. This is how we do. I got love for you. And like I said, like my boo told me, you know what I'm saying? It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. Support us in the independent movement, man. I love y'all. God bless you. Take God first. Do what you do, man. Mad love. I'm out.